Today, Attorney General John Ashcroft testifies before the Senate Judiciary Committee on how the Justice Department has been handling the war on terror. The hearing is supposed to be part of an effort to reassess the USA Patriot Act because sections of the anti-terror law expire next year. But at hearings like this, Ashcroft has a way of becoming the focus of attention, as NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
When he testified before the 9/11 Commission in April, John Ashcroft appeared to revel in accusations that he is an extremist in the pursuit of liberty.
We've been aggressive. We've been tough. And we've suffered no small amount of criticism for being tough and our tough tactics. We accept this criticism for what it is, the price we are privileged to pay for our liberty.
Indeed, Ashcroft's zeal appears to occasionally shock even the Bush administration. In that same hearing, Ashcroft released a Clinton administration memo. He said it helped justify the wall that used to separate criminal and intelligence investigations before 9/11.
Although you understand the debilitating impact of the wall, I cannot imagine that the commission knew about this memorandum. So I have had it declassified for you and the public to review. Full disclosure compels me to inform you that the author of this memorandum is a member of the commission.
Ashcroft's reference to Commissioner and former Clinton administration official Jamie Gorelick served as a bit of red meat for conservatives. They rallied behind Ashcroft after having been stung by the commission's focus on failures by the Bush administration to prepare for a terror attack. But Ashcroft went even further. He posted more documents on the department's website about Gorelick's role in maintaining the wall. White House spokesman Scott McClellan issued a rare public critique of Ashcroft.
I understand that's what the Justice Department did. We were not involved in it. I think the president was disappointed about that. The president does not believe we ought to be pointing fingers during this time period. We ought to be working together to help the commission complete its work.
Ashcroft survived that reproach. Not only did the Attorney General's actions allow the administration to question the commission's credibility, they also let the White House stay on the high road. Ashcroft's defiant defense of the Patriot Act could function in a similar fashion by focusing much of the attention on this lightning rod of an attorney general rather than on questions about the use of anti-terror powers. Last month, during a hearing with FBI Director Robert Mueller, senators could barely contain their frustration with Ashcroft. Senator Dick Durbin underscored how spurned many members of the Judiciary Committee feel that Ashcroft has resisted their kind invitations to appear for over a year.
I know he is a busy man and has extraordinary responsibilities, but so do Secretary Rumsfeld and Secretary Powell, and they have made themselves available before the appropriate authorizing committees time and time and time again.
But some members are concerned about the focus on Ashcroft. Idaho Republican Senator Larry Craig supports Ashcroft's performance as Attorney General, but Craig also has introduced legislation that would rein in some of the Justice Department's anti-terror powers.
I don't believe this is a battle about John Ashcroft, and never have. This is a battle about substantive constitutional rights and protections under the constitutions of free citizens.
Craig says Ashcroft is, in fact, an ardent defender of civil rights, and he's just a little misunderstood. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.